hear, so you can hear our mayor sing and clap. We're back to Mexico.
Good evening, and a welcome from the 45,000 Texaco dealers who serve you with Fire Chief, the gasoline that provides police car pickup, ambulance speed, fire engine power, passenger car economy. And now we present, with the Lightning Action Program, His Honor the Mayor of Texaco Town, Eddie Cantor.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. Hello, Jimmy.
Hello there, Eddie. Say, listen, did you hear what happened to our pal Rubinoff? They threw his case out of court.
Yeah, I hope his violin was in it.
Jimmy, you know what, that we've had an awful lot of fun with that Rubinoff.
Oh, you bet. The jokes you played on.
The joke.
Remember the time I rubbed Limburger on his violin bowl? He didn't know what happened. He came over to me after his solo and said, "Heavy Camper, I think my violin is smelling tonight." And I said, "You're telling me?" Jimmy, I don't know anything about his case in court, but we do know that he's one of the nicest, squarest, finest human beings we've ever known. And that's on the level.
Say, Eddie, don't look now, but there's a man coming towards you.
Yeah?
Mayor Cantor, I am from the government.
I did not.
You did not what?
Whatever it is. It must have been Georgie Jessel. He does the darndest thing. I don't know. What are you talking about?
You've got me wrong. I came here to congratulate you on the way you put Texaco Town on the map.
Oh, thank you.
The United States government would like to go on the radio to create goodwill with its citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you to suggest a program for us.
Say, I feel highly complimented. Well, if the government wants a radio program, I'll try and help you. Let me see. First, you'll need comedy.
What comedian should we hire?
Oh, you don't have to hire anybody. Remember, you've got Congress.
That's a good idea. Say, we might use all of our government employees.
Good. By the way, you've got one fella. I can't think of his name, but he's awfully good on the radio. What is his name again? Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Oh, yes. He made good on the radio.
Made good. After his first series of broadcasts, his sponsors took up his option for another 4 years.
Tell me, Mayor Cantor, how long would it take you to put on a program for us?
About 2 years.
2 years for one program? Why, you put one on every week.
I know, but this is a government job. I'm no fool.
Well, if President Roosevelt is going to be the star of this program, we'll need a good catchphrase for him, like, hi-ho, everybody.
Oh, that belongs to Rudy Valley. Hi. Why don't you use Vazudev Folly? No, that's no good. No, forget that. No. I'll tell you. Say, here's one he's been using. It's a great line. My friends, the time has come. I think that's good. Hey! Maybe I should have been president. I don't know.
Well, I think you're right. It is a good line. The time has come. For what?
The time has come to get new pens for all the post offices.
Yes, sir. That will create goodwill.
And here's another thing for the post office while I'm on the subject. You want to sell a lot of stamps, don't you?
You bet we do.
Put Robert Taylor's picture on the 2-cent stamps and they'll go like hotcakes.
Well, how about Clark Gable?
No. You couldn't put him on a 2-cent stamp. Not with his ears. No. So we use him for airmail stamps. It's a little wider. You know what I mean? And listen, and for special deliveries...
Yes?
For special deliveries, Dr. Defoe. How is that?
I think that's excellent. Yes, I think that's excellent. We want the citizens of this country to be made happy by their government.
Then cater to them. For instance, when the government goes on the air, start the program with this kind of a theme song. Listen.
My country.
Won't you buy a stamp or two? We use the bestest kind of blue.
Please stand up.
Citizens must not be lax in paying up their income tax.
Of the IC. And where are...
If you send us your request, we'll sing the numbers you like best.
Stand up.
Republicans and Democrats have all stopped talking through their hats.
From every...
Rally round our president, for he's the most efficient gent. We'll be on the air each Sunday night, and everything will be all right.
Ring
the time. And now here's another suggestion, Mr. Government Man. Appeal to the various sections of the country. It makes a hit with them. For the South,
land of hospitality, get a fellow like young Bob Parrish and let him sing, "That's Why Darkies Were Born."
Now, brothers and sisters, when this whole world began, there was work to be done, but it seemed that someone left it to the colored man. Now, brothers and sisters, what's gonna be must be, though the balance is wrong, still my fate must be strong, accept my destiny. Now, brothers, sisters, come on, listen. Listen to me. Someone had to fan the cotton. Someone had to pick the corn. Well, someone had to slave and be able to sing. That's why darkies were born. Someone had to laugh at trouble. Although he was all tired, tired and worn, well, he had to be contented with any old thing. That's why darkies were born. Now sing, sing, sing when you're weary and sing when you're blue. Sing, sing, that's what they taught all the white folks to do. Had to fight that old devil. Well, he had to shout about Gabriel's horn. Someone had to talk the train that would bring good children to dream better. That's why darkies were born.
And we're all so glad you made a hit.
The boy has a splendid voice. Now we have in the government some mighty interesting speakers. Can you use them?
I've got it all set. You pretend you're Postmaster General Farley reporting on the mails. I'll be Mr. Wallace, Secretary of Agriculture, reporting on cows and dairy products. And Wallington will be Secretary Swanson, not Gloria, of the Navy, reporting on a new battleship.
That'll take a lot of time.
No. We can save time by doing it all together. Break in whenever you like. Go ahead. You start.
Okay. As Postmaster General, I am proud that our mails make it possible for the people to reach every part of the country at a nominal cost.
While the Secretary of Agriculture looks after the cows. The question of milk is essential to the health of the country and...
The Secretary of the Navy hopes to have as many ships in the air as on the sea. The new super dreadnought, weighing 50,000 tons...
is easily attached to an envelope by one lick of the tongue and placed in a mailbox. And in the morning, your mother receives...
2 quarts of fresh milk, guaranteed pure by the Department of Agriculture. Each cow is medically treated, and to prevent disease, it is injected with...
a 22-inch gun on a revolving base. It has a shooting range of 12 miles. The keel of the ship is made of pure steel, weighing 8,000 tons.
And is an excellent food for infants. With cream and cheese, it furnishes all the vitamins we need, and in this way, one cow can be made...
to deliver registered letters right to your home. By putting on a special delivery stamp...
the cow will give even more milk, and with the proper food... the average cow should furnish...
12 cannonballs per second and 6 torpedoes a minute. She can also carry 50 army planes on her deck. Has 3 solid steel towers with anti-aircraft guns.
And has a little calf once a year besides.
We thank you.
Now then, for the enjoyment of our good neighbors in Canada, we would present the 14-year-old Canadian lass, charming little Deanna Durbin.
was most delightful. What do we do now?
We'll consult with Jack Renard as to what music is best for homeowners, while Wallington tells what gas is best for car owners. I think my diction is the best of all the comedians.
Citizens everywhere, remember, you can fool some of the people all of the time. You can fool all of the people some of the time. But we would like to fuel all of the people's cars all of the time with Texaco Fire Chief gasoline. These days, there's a tax on everything. But you don't have to overtax your motor by using an inferior gasoline when you can have Fire Chief at no extra cost. In these 48 United States, you'll find 45,000 Texaco dealers, an army of servicemen, ready to give you that extra service on which you pay no gift tax. Tonight or tomorrow, drop into the nearest Texaco station. Fill your tank with Lightning Action Fire Chief gasoline and ride with the nation on the road to prosperity.
See, Mr. Government Man, for the music, you could have something typically American, Yankee Doodle, as Jack Renard is now playing it.
Cantor, you're making good progress with the program for the government. Now what?
Look, to be on the air, you must retain the goodwill of all your listeners. Most people dislike paying their income tax. We can make it pleasant for them.
How?
By getting famous screen stars to act as income tax collectors, like Joan Crawford, Gene Harlow.
Well, how would that work out?
We put a scene on the air showing Gene Harlow as an Internal Revenue hostess. I'll put on a blonde wig and play Gene Harlow while Jack plays some appropriate income tax music.
What'll I play, Eddie?
Play All of Me. Why not take all of me?
I was here first. I'll let you.
Stop pushing. I want to pay my money first there.
Wait a minute. I'm here. I'm here. I'm going to pay
first. Now, boys, one at a time, please. One at a time. Genie will take care of all of you. All right, mister, you're first.
Hello, baby.
Hello, you big, handsome taxpayer. Here's a little kiss from Genie.
Oh, here's my check for $10,000, Miss Harlow.
$10,000? Is that your income tax?
No, that's my income.
Your income? Well, listen, can you afford to give me all of this?
No. But in my condition, do I know what I'm doing?
Oh, he's fainted. Put him on the ice with the other ones. He'll be all right. That's good. Drag him right off. That's good.
Here you are, Miss Harlow. $200.
$200? Is that all, you meanie?
Well, I didn't have a good year.
Well, I don't care. I wouldn't take $200.
All right. Here's $250.
Oh, make it $300, will you?
Now, listen, if I give you $300, I'll only have $100 left.
Oh, you still got $100. Well, I have to work on you. Well.
Gimme the $100,
will you? All right. Here you are. Now that I'm broke, I haven't got a cent.
Well, take this form and fill it out.
Fill it out? What for?
Now you're on release. Goodbye.
Mayor Cantor, that was all right, but not dignified enough for the government.
No.
We need someone who is brilliant, clever, with a great personality. A person who could answer every question. An individual whom people would love at first sight. A man who...
Stop hinting. I'll do it. Here we go. I'll help the people with their income taxes in a dignified manner. Now tell me, who is the first one?
Well, here's a foreigner out here who needs a little help.
A foreigner? Come right in, sir. Just tell me, what is it?
Where can I see Mr. Pravati?
There's no Mr. Pravati here.
That's funny. I just see his name on the door, Mr. Pravati.
The sign says private.
Pravati, oh, God.
Tell me, what do you want?
Introduce me to the manicurist.
Manicurist? What for?
I want to get my income tax filed.
You want a manicurist to file your income tax?
Yeah, I want to get it off my hands.
Oh, quiet. All right, let's fill out this form. Now, are you single? Are you single, married, or divorced?
I used to be single. Now I'm married. Divorce is yet to come.
Yeah. Tell me something. I must know here. Is your wife working?
Sure. Just because I married her, she doesn't have to start.
You mean to say you send your wife to work?
Not me. I just wake her up. She goes herself.
Yeah. Well, look, according to Section 1, I can allow you $400 for your wife.
Boy, just give me $20 and you can have her.
Stop that. You'll get used to that socket. Look, come. Now answer the question. What deductions do you claim?
First, take off $180 for hay.
For hay? You bought $180 worth of hay?
No. I was counting my money on a breeze. Someone hollered hay and I dropped my money in the river.
But look, there's no place in this form to enter such a loss.
Put it right there.
Where?
Under sinking fund. Yeah.
Stop. Now, tell me, do you own a car?
Yes.
You own this car by yourself?
No, I got partners.
Well, who are they?
The Pacific Finance Company.
The Pacific Finance Company?
Yeah, me and the finance company is partners.
No. You and the finance company, you should have put them first.
No, they come after me.
Wait a minute. It says here, state if you had any business operations.
Yeah, they took out my tonsils.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing they did, because you're a pain in the neck to me.
Don't say that. That annoys me.
Go away. Let's get this over with, will you? It says here, when were you married?
In 1932.
That's 5 years ago. How many children have you?
Five, one for each year.
Oh, then you are allowed $400 off for each child.
$400 for each child?
Huh?
Boy, am I mad.
What are you mad about?
I had a chance to get married in 1896. And just for that, I ain't going to pay my income tax this year.
Well, let me tell you something, mister. If you don't pay your income tax this year, the government will put you in jail for 2 years.
Is that so? Well, let me tell you, the government can't put me in jail for 2 years.
The government can't? Why not?
Because I owe them 3 years in jail from last year.
Get out of here! And now, Mr. Government Man, you could win the East completely by presenting a young New Yorker, my adopted son, Bobby Breen, who sings Trust in Me.
Come to me when things are wrong. Yes, Bobby?
Please trust in me in everything you do. I want you to have the same faith that I have in you. I feel in my heart we can both see it through. If you'll only trust in me. Why, you're the best kind of a pal a kid ever had. You've been a brother, a teacher, been a friend and a dad. Oh, I know I'm the luckiest lad. For you trust in me. You taught me right from wrong and gave my heart a song. Now I sing all day long to show how much I owe you. When I think of all your love, I just that you keep me always worthy of you.
Very nice, Bobby. Come on, Bobby, and take a bow. That's it. Very nice, young man. That's very nice. How was that, Bobby? Now, tell me, how did you like it, mister?
It was fine. With Bobby Breen, we have the East. With Bob Parrish, the South. What about the North, the West, the Hawaiian Islands?
Jack Renard, that covers everything. You know, I have just one more suggestion that you can take back to Washington. Listen. Don't put a tax on the beautiful girls. How can I live without love? You can tax my business and all that I own, but have a little pity, leave my pleasure alone. What'll I do on a beautiful night if I should happen to fall? Suppose that I'm about to kiss a beautiful maid. What if she discovers that my tax isn't paid? So don't put a tax on the beautiful girls, or I won't get any loving at all. Don't put a tax on the beautiful girls. How can I live without love? You can tax my soda, I'll pay it somehow. But don't you think the price of chicken's high enough now? What'll I do on a beautiful night if I should happen to fall? But if you have to put a tax on beautiful lambs, let me be the guy who goes around with a stamp. So don't put a tax on the beautiful girls, or I won't get any loving at all.
Thank you, Mayor Candor, for giving us so much of your time.
Oh, thank Texaco. It was really their time. And by the way, remember me to your chief, FDR.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Yes, and don't forget my FDR.
Your FDR?
Yes, Fire Chief delivers results. Oh, I get those things in such a clever manner. I didn't know. And look, on your way back to Washington, stop off at Chicago and extend the greetings of the mayor of Texaco Town to Mayor Kelly, whose city of Chicago is celebrating the 100th anniversary of its incorporation. Best wishes, Chicago. And don't forget, the first 100 years are the hardest. They call your place the Windy City. Well, you have plenty to blow about. And now, I love to spend each Sunday with you. As friend to friend, I'm sorry it's true. I'm telling you just how I feel. I hope you feel that way too. Let's make a date for next Sunday night. I'm here for fate, will be my delight to sing again the things you want me to. I love to
time for Eddie Cantor and Texaco Cup. During the week, drive around to your neighborhood Texaco dealer. And be sure to inquire, Chief, you'll be glad to perform those humorous small services that add so much to the comfort and pleasure of motoring. In the meantime, whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco Fire Chief Gasoline. James Wallington speaking. Good night. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.